The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Welcome to beautiful Milwaukee, Wisconsin. How you doing, man?
Crutie, you are welcome to my wonderful studio here secretly behind the Roman coin in Milwaukee. Great to see you, Rich. I know you're working hard today, man. Thank you, sir. Of course, our fair audience, thank you for joining us. A big day. The vice president, soon to be president, in town.
Not only is she in town, she gave her very first public speech since she has been, you know, basically become the presumptive nominee of the Democratic Party. So very excited to see her and the turnout amongst the Democratic faithful, Dom. Robust.
Yeah,
it was a well-attended rally at West Dallas Central High School. Had never been to West Dallas Central, but I had a friend of mine, Stuart Waddle from Civic Media, and he pointed out to me capacity seated was 3,600. They had all the seats full. They had wings, you know, like in the front, lots of people standing. And then they had the press risers. And then they had guys like me sitting behind the press risers, except when the vice president first came out. You know, I wanted to see her right when she
That's what
was
they do
introduced
to the old radio dogs, man. They stick you in the back behind the risers.
At
what
least,
do you need to see?
Here's the good news, Tom. They had big screen TVs behind the risers.
Oh, nice.
Because they had overflow crowd behind the risers. Hung out a lot with Eric Franke from Channel 3 in Madison, WIC. Cool guy. Like him.
Yeah, lots of fun. I had some family there. My brothers-in-law, I believe, went. They took a picture and saw you with your red hat, man. It says you are stand out in the crowd with that hat.
Super sexy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just for the audience's sake, those that can't see me. Badger hat, man. I'm wearing my team colors here.
There was a question about how often you wash it.
Freshly washed.
Excellent.
Freshly washed.
All right. Good to know.
I mean,
I'll relay the news.
See? Oh, that thing.
It was hot.
Like last Monday, that thing had to be wrung out. So thankfully, Mrs. Crutie, although she was complaining a bit about the quantity of laundry stacking up this summer. But anyways, thank you, hun, for washing my hat. I am
the hat is
freshly
washed.
Hatted, wearing a Devil Radio shirt, and I showed up, and Dom, first and foremost, as I'm going through the checkpoint, the magnometers, you know, the Secret Service checkpoint, similar to TSA, except Secret Service, and I'm wearing my RNC, DNC credentials, because the Secret Service has already okayed me for these. So I figure I'll show up.
And they have a little badge, a Secret Service.
Yeah, a little Secret
logo
Service
logo there.
Badge.
Yeah.
And I'm in line and it says big, big, big on my phone. And I look down. The Secret Service director has resigned. I'm literally like getting ready to get patted down, right? And I'm like, oh. Do you think there are any especially loyal field agents that are like, oh, if she's out, I'm out. You know,
you didn't ask.
No one seemingly was checking their phone except all the media in line. They all had to be thinking the same thing. Like, no one's going to walk out on this, are they?
We're done. General strike.
It was overwhelmingly friendly, the crowd, and perhaps the most motivated political rally I think I've ever seen in my life relative to crowd size. I would guess, you know, 4,000 jammed into that high school gymnasium, field house. And takes my breath away.
don't.
That crowd took my breath away, Dom. Sorry about
choking
that.
On your spit, man. Come on.
I don't have enough diet too. Me and JD Vance, you know, that's what powers us. Diet too. We'll talk about that perhaps. JD Vance, he's out on the stump. Not looking so good.
Yeah, no. Neither Trump nor Vance looking too good these days.
You know who's looking great?
The Kamala Harris.
BB Kamala Harris? She is killing it, man. She is killing it. Tammy Baldwin. I wasn't clear if Tammy Baldwin would be an attendee. She was. Tammy was there. And
just there, also speaking, Governor Evers speaking as well. And I mean, everybody was fired up, dude. And I love me some Tammy, love me some Evers. Neither of them are the great speech giver types. You know what I mean? And they were fired up. I think both of them gave what I would consider probably some of the best speaking I've seen them do, because I really believe that they are literally excited, like that crowd was.
Tammy Baldwin at her best.
Yeah, real, for real.
I said it the last time I saw Governor Tony Evers, which was when Joe Biden was in Madison on July 5th this year, and he was trying to convince people that he wasn't the Joe Biden they had seen on the debate stage. And they did so by having Tony Evers introduce him that day. And I thought that was a far better speech, honestly, that Evers gave that day in that room, more import for the guy he was introducing. Evers didn't do the direct introduction. And actually, I think someone else was sandwiched in there. You know, they bring out the last dignitary, and then they bring out some human.
A teacher, I believe, who benefited from student loan thing.
Student loan reduction, or nearly paid off all her student loans. I thought she'd represent.
Forgiveness, I guess we'll call
it. Yes. So she was fired up.
Yeah.
Tony was Tony. And Tammy was damn good. And the crowd was there for all of them, though. You know, it wasn't like the crowd didn't love them some Tony. It wasn't like the crowd didn't love them some Tammy Baldwin. Oh, they did. Even Ben Wickler, I noted, usually the party chairman doesn't get the sort of rock star welcome that Ben Wickler did. Ben Wickler started him out. He was the first dignitary to speak. The other guy was very happy and proud for a friend of ours, the Milwaukee County executive, David Crowley. Like, short, sweet, but fired up sort of speech. And he even gave his wife a shout out, a little birthday wish to the wife. Oh, so, nice. You know, I mean, you got the nation's eyes upon you, and you use the opportunity, David, to, you know, do something nice and romantic for your wife. Smart, smart move. Very strategic, David. He is a very nice guy. I like David Crowley. Did see him, had a chance to speak to him separately prior to the speech. And the speakers list, and this is probably not the order they spoke in, but our pal Crowley spoke. I did see the Secretary of State did not have a chance to speak with Sarah Godlewski, but she was fired up on that stage. POTUS with the O spelled with the woman symbol.
Nice.
That's what she wore. Blue t-shirt. Attorney General Josh Call. I've got new affection for him since he laid out the charges against Troopus and Cheesebro. And the Roman, the guy from the Trump campaign. But Josh Call, I don't think he got the memo, because he's still wearing the blue suit, red tie, white shirt. I mean, I'm thinking, if I'm bad wearing a red hat, Josh Call is wearing the exact same thing Donald Trump wore to the RNC. But anyways, superintendent of DPI, public instruction, Jill Underleap, she was there. And Ben Wickler, as I mentioned, he fired him up. And, the vice president.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Her, too.
Kamala Harris. She was damn good. And for a moment, and it was a long moment, because when she came to the stage, the ovation lasted longer than a minute. It was like a 90-second standing the vice president got. And all she said was like, hello, Wisconsin. You know, 90 seconds of ovation. She sort of bask in it. She was like glowing. I mean, how could you not be? This is the most meteoric rise in political history. I mean, you think Trump came out of nowhere? Kamala Harris came out of the obscurity of the vice president's office, and suddenly she's got a gymnasium packed. Adoring crowd.
The obscurity of the VP's office. Now, certainly we didn't see as much of her during this administration as we did of Mike Pence during the Trump administration, because Mike Pence had to come out like behind the horses and scrape up all the crap that was laid down by Donald Trump constantly.
Well, really only in regard to the COVID.
I don't know.
Come on. I got dragged on the right wing.
So much Mike Pence do during, it was almost as much as Trump, and there was a lot of Trump. But come on, man, don't discount. And the Republicans are already doing it. Oh, what has she done? She hasn't done anything. Oh, okay, but she was a district attorney, right? She was the Attorney General of California. And yes. I will remind people, the size of California, that's the fifth largest economy in the world. As a state, the fifth largest economy in the world. That's a statewide election in a fifth largest economy in the world. So let's not diminish what that really means.
So, who's diminishing it?
Well, when you say the obscurity of vice presidency, I get a little defensive when I hear all these righties talking.
Well, she was the U.S. Senator on the Judiciary Committee. She was the former Attorney General of the state of California. And now she's been the vice president for 3.5 years, which, if for no other reason, she's got enough world leader selfies. You know, probably not even selfies, like nice.
Is that where you, man, to be all pictures photos? All over the wall?
Absolutely. I'd have a brag room if I was, taking all those photos. And I would point out, she will not preside over Netanyahu's speech. He's coming to give a joint speech to Congress, but it's basically going to be the Republicans. A lot of boycotting going on. But I got to tell you, man, that crowd was fired up. It was lit in Milwaukee today for Vice President Kamala Harris. This is the first time she has spoken publicly since she became the presumptive nominee of the Democratic Party. And I got to tell you, I saw some fellow journalists, and they were talking about, the RNC. Those were some long days. I said, wait till we get to the DNC, because you're going to have long days and longer nights. if you think Philly partied back in 16, Dom, can you imagine the energy that's going to be at the DNC in Chicago? Devil's Advocates doing the anchored coverage for WCPT 820 AM. You can listen on the stream. And of course, we'll be doing this show each and every day for you. If it's happening in history, we'll be there. Devil's Advocates. Just like today, Vice President Kamala Harris lighting up Milwaukee. They loved her.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for nasty women everywhere.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy days to us all. Join us on the lines. Talk or text 844-967-2789.
The early innovators on the text line, Dana from God's Country up in La Crosse. Borders are the moniker given to her by Republicans. Biden never appointed her as border czar. Talked about Kamala Harris, our vice president. And Andrew from Verona says, Crudy, you drink Diet Dew, or you Diet Drew, Diet Dew. Diet Mountain Dew drinking racist. Just because J.D. Vance is doesn't make me one. It's my rocket fuel.
What did J.D. Vance specifically say? It was one of those, there's so many headlines, right? What I don't care about is J.D. Vance and his Diet Dew.
What I would say is, he thought I'm not giving a political stump speech here. if I'm talking about my Diet Dew.
Right.
We get off course every
sometimes.
So
you drink a lot of those, Curdy. I'm a little concerned about your health. But yes, anyway.
Or Diet Dew.
So he literally brought it up during his campaign speech.
His welcome to I'm J.D. Vance speech. Welcome me back to my hometown where they don't seem to remember him very well. it's like when Eric Hudvey comes to Madison, they're like, yeah, didn't you go to high school here like 40 years ago?
Oh, but, I like Tammy's. I'm sorry. Finish. You got to finish the thought on the only Diet Dew.
finished thought, and we come back. I'll tell you the whole story. Okay. But JD Vance, he looked kind of terrible. Like, it wasn't a good speech. You know, if we're judging people by their ability to deliver a speech, right? Campaign season, very abbreviated. Swing and a miss. Strike one for JD Vance. I mean, a couple more of those.
They'll be pulling.
He might get booted from the booted from the undercard.
I mean, if I were the Republicans, I'd just start all over. Just all the whole thing. Just start all over.
Well, you know, every 4 years they hang their VP out to dry anyways. Anyways, you can join us 844-967-2789. Felt great to go see the vice president. Have a front row to history, Dom. I mean, this is the first time that she has addressed the public as the effectively the nominee for the Democratic Party. I mean, last Friday, dude, it was Joe. And he was sinking his heels and I'm not leaving, right? I got COVID. I'm going to the basement, but I'm not leaving the race. And then between what? Sunday midday and now? It's only Tuesday, dude. The news cycle is on warp speed.
It's actually been great that I haven't seen a whole lot of Donald Trump. I know he's out there. I know he's freaking out. I know the Republican Party is in disarray. The Democratic Party is in array.
Array?
The Democratic Party is in array.
When have you ever seen this party with their ducks more in line?
Dude, not in my lifetime. Not at least certainly since I've been paying a little bit of attention the last 15 years. No, dude, not at all. And they are fired up. And it's real. It's genuine. It's not this manufactured thing.
No, not in the room. Absolutely. I absolutely mean it. And I've been to lots of political rallies, Dom. And I've seen the love and adoration. Remember the feeling when Bernie Sanders first came to the Alliant Energy Center in July of 2015, dude? And we were there and Preble joined us and we did a broadcast from there.
Yeah.
And that line was long. Yeah. And I mean, probably 8,000-9,000 in that arena that night for Bernie Sanders. And it was totally unexpected. But I got to tell you, coming out of nowhere, considering all of the events I have seen on the Democratic side, at least since like 2012, Obama, totally different thought, man. I saw him on Bascom Hill, 30,000 kids, lots of big Obama rallies. But when we did see Hillary Clinton, before she was the nominee here in the state of Wisconsin, saw her in a small room in Madison, never saw her in a really big facility, saw her inside. They were going to do an outdoor event. The weather pushed her inside, maybe 2,500 Milwaukee. I've never seen Joe Biden do a room bigger than a middle school gymnasium, quite frankly. And then Kamala, and I'm not saying this is a Camp Randall stadium, but Kamala, you know, had him coming out of the rafters and the excitement in that room, Dom. I don't remember that feeling since like Bernie Sanders first rolled out in Madison.
That's what I'm saying.
And it felt like a rock concert today. Felt like a Beyonce concert.
I've seen different headlines. I want to throw it out there. A Zoom call with 44,000 black women raised over $1.5 million for Kamala Harris, according to Fortune. Lots of other reporting on that. That is fired up. They are fired up.
I think they absolutely are. And there was people holding signs, letters, you know, like you'd see at a pep rally or something. Yes, we can. K-A-M, exclamation point. Yes, we can. I think that the polling, Dom, and you've heard me say this, and you've got some early polling to report, but I think the tone, the polling, I think the entire race has been turned on its ear. And it's so crazy. Before you tell us about any of the polling,
all right,
let me just tell you, the Trump campaign, they're already telling me that we're going to see some rigged polls.
So the Trump campaign, who has been, they've been talking all about how Joe Biden trails the former president in every single poll. For months and months and months, haven't heard anything about the crooked polls. And now he has something to say about it?
Well, here's a memo from the Trump campaign pollster.
Did you get the memo?
I did get the memo, Dom. They're calling it the Harris honeymoon. And he's warning us. I, as a big Trump supporter, I guess, because I'm on the email list. Many of you have heard me refer to the upcoming Harris honeymoon that I expect to see in the public polling over the next couple of weeks. As I've explained, the honeymoon will be a manifestation of the wall-to-wall coverage given by the Devil's Advocates to Harris, received from the MSM, the mainstream media, if you didn't know, Dom. The coverage will be largely positive and will certainly energize Democrats and some other parts of their coalition, at least in the short term. That means we will start to see public polling, particularly national public polls, where Harris is getting gaining on or even leading Donald Trump. I don't have to be a pollster. I was making that prediction on the show yesterday. I told you it's coming. It's coming quickly. And Marquette University, my understanding is they're going out in the field.
Ooh.
They're going to have some new national and statewide polling next week. We'll tell you about that with Charles.
Well, we do have some Reuters Ipsos polling from today with the new Democratic vice president candidate. I'll come back. We'll tell you all about it. Run the world, girls, girls.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocate.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I'm joined Dom Secret Broadcast Bunker here live, Brady Street, East Brady Street, Milwaukee. We were just down here last week, Dom. Is it Taco Tuesday yet?
It is, right? Today's Tuesday?
Tacos and tequila. Let's go see our friend Paco at Kampali a little bit later. But here we are, Dom, and I find myself in beautiful Milwaukee. Hardly horrible at all.
No, it's awesome here.
It's been my experience because the vice president, Kamala Harris, in her first public speech, and we will give you some of the highlights of the speech in the 4 o'clock hour. And we got Scott Ross, the Twitter firebrand.
Gemini,
friend of ours, but a strong Team Blue guy. You know, you'll like him. If you don't know him, you'll like him. Stick around for Scott Ross at 4:30.
Mr. Ethics.
Oh, he was the ethics commissioner here in the state of Wisconsin. Before doing the right thing for the nation, stepping down, much like Joe Biden, set an example for Joe to follow. And it's shocking to me, as Kamala came on the stage, Harris, the VP, Madam Vice President, you Dom. You know, first she acknowledged the crowd and some of the fine Democrats that had introduced her. And then she acknowledged Joe Biden. Again, we'll play some of these highlights in the 4 o'clock hour because we want you to stick around for this whole big show. 3 hours a day, that's all we ask. But here is some of the coverage from the Journal Sentinel. Dateline West Dallas. VP Kamala Harris's trip to Milwaukee was announced a day after the Republican National Convention came to an end in the same city. That was last Friday. Now.
That seems like a long time ago.
Did everything change? Everything changed. Within 5 days, her plan to visit Wisconsin took on an entirely new meaning. It would be Harris's first rally of her own presidential campaign after President Joe Biden dropped out. When did Joe Biden drop out? No, I'm teasing. I realize he dropped out of the race Sunday. I think everybody knows. And set her on a track to become the new Democratic nominee. Now, a couple of thoughts that happened during the course of this rally. Our pal David Crowley, the Milwaukee County executive, broke it to the crowd here in Milwaukee. Oh, we've got some new endorsements.
Ooh.
Hakeem Jeffries.
Yeah, here we go. I told
the minority you. Yeah, leader in the House.
Just waiting.
And Senator Chuck Schumer, the leader of the Senate. So those announcements made by David Crowley before Harris came to the stage. And speaking to a packed gymnasium at West Allis Central High School Tuesday, Harris started her remarks by recognizing Biden and pledging to unite the party with just over 100 days until the general election. You know, we should always do a 100-day campaign, Dom.
We should always do a 100-day campaign.
Rather than, like, Trump's been running since 2015, right?
Well, he's been trying to stay ahead of the law this whole time.
Now, the path to the White House goes through Wisconsin, Harris said. To win in Wisconsin, we are counting on you right here in Milwaukee. You all helped us win in 2020 and 2024. We will win again. And here are a few of the major takeaways from the first rally of Harris's presidential campaign. She drew her contrast between her prosecutorial experience and that as Donald Trump as a felon.
You know, I think this is going to be a consistent recurring theme of the Harris campaign.
Kind the like, prosecutor and the felon.
I mean, like Bernie always out there, 1%, the 1%. Some things folks are just going to always say. Kamala Harris is going to always go to this line.
Dominic Harris spent much of the beginning of her speech targeting former President Donald Trump. She is shifting to contrast her background as a former prosecutor to Trump's status as the first former president convicted of a crime after he was found guilty of 34 felony counts in his New York hush money trial. So there's that. That's kind of how she started. So here's a quote from the paper. This was what the vice president said. I was in the room. So you hear me when I say I know Donald Trump's type. And in this campaign, I promise you, I will proudly put my record against his any day of the week. Harris said the crowd responded with chants, lock him up, lock him up. I mean, of their own volition, the crowd did lock him up for, you know, maybe 20, 30 seconds now.
And in contrast to when the megas were saying it, they were just saying it because they didn't like what Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton was not charged, convicted by a jury of her peers after a grand jury investigation of 34 felonies. I mean, literally, Donald Trump could be locked up. We still don't have sentencing, man.
That's September 18th, I've got it circled on the calendar.
It's still to come. He could be locked up.
Well, could, should, would, will, we'll see.
But it's topical and accurate, unlike when the megas did it.
A little bit more from the vice president. Crudy quotes her from the paper here. Let's also make no mistake. This campaign is not just about us versus Donald Trump. This campaign is about who we fight for. Now, Harris foreshadowed that messaging when she met the campaign staff in Delaware yesterday, making her first public remark since Biden dropped out. Played just a snippet of that a few minutes yesterday on the show, Dom. Harris started her career as a prosecutor in California's Alameda County, and later in San Francisco, she took on cases involving child sexual assault. Well, that also sort of falls to the other guy's resume, Dom. Homicide, no one's ever accused him of killing anyone, although he's threatened to shoot someone on Fifth Avenue. Robbery, oh yeah. And serial felony offenders, among others. She was later elected as California's attorney general and a U.S. senator.
Some of the issues, Crudy, and then we'll get to your phone calls, 844-967-2789. Harris also laid out two different visions for our nation, one where we are focused on the future, the other focused on the past. Harris said Democrats' future
is rigged in 2020.
No children growing up in poverty, the freedom to join a union, affordable health care and child care, and paid family leave. Harris said, all of this is to say, building up the middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. Wisconsin knows when our middle class is strong, America is strong. Harris said, as president, she would sign a law restoring abortion rights whenever Congress passes it. She also advocated for firearm red flag laws, universal background checks, and an assault weapons ban, which attracted some of the biggest cheers from the crowd.
Absolutely did.
Yeah.
Absolutely did.
The polling out today. Let's get to it quickly. Reuters Ipsos. Quote, Vice President Kamala Harris opened up a marginal 2-point percentage point lead over Donald Trump as after President Joe Biden dropped out. The poll conducted Monday and Tuesday followed both the Republican National Convention, where Trump on Thursday formally accepted his party's nomination, and Biden's announcement that he was leaving the race. Harris led Trump 44% to 42% in the Reuters national poll, though the difference was within the margin of error of 3%. It's an improvement on a Reuters poll taken in July before Biden quit, which tied the Biden-Harris campaign with Trump at 44%. Also positive for Harris, they noted, when voters in the survey were shown a hypothetical ballot that included independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Harris led Trump 42-38, an advantage outside the margin of error. Kennedy, favored by 8% of the voters in the poll, has yet to qualify for the ballot in many states ahead of the November 5th election.
I had seen reporting musings that Robert Kennedy Jr., considering endorsing Trump for a job in the administration. I mean, I think we see his true colors, do we not?
Was there any doubt? They got him on the phone, man. Talking about we and this. Aren't you political adversary? No, you're not. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison, you're up. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
How you, Dick?
Well, I'm glad you brought up Warm Brain. Anyway, Cruz, wasn't that rally on Library Mall and not on Bascom Hill, the Obama one?
Which one, dude? I've seen more than one.
I saw anything he'd done here, and I don't remember any of them on Bascom Hill. There was a big one on Library Mall, but that's not what I'm here to talk about. Here's the thing. Crowd size, too. If crowd size was any indication, John Kerry would have won in a landslide, what happened on Les Wash. But I just loved her speech today. It was red meat. Give me more of it. And Trump, apparently he was really, his son really pushed him towards J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance and his son both might be looking over their shoulder and thinking, gosh, I don't want to be Mike Pence.
who does want to be Mike Pence, Dick? Hell, who wants to be Trump's VP and who wants to be Mike Pence? Both of those options don't seem very attractive to me.
No.
But certainly the calculus has changed, Dick. Any thoughts today as who Harris should pick for her VP?
Well, I lean towards the governor of Pennsylvania, Shapiro, but I guess he's only been in office a few. And the reason being, he has approval ratings approaching 67% approval rating. That's unheard of.
Hey, Dick, appreciate you calling, but never correct the host and be wrong about correcting the host.
What?
Fresh off his first presidential debate of the campaign season, President Barack Obama made a stop in Madison on October 4th, speaking to an estimated crowd of 30,000 that packed the university's Bascom Hill. His opening words, "Hello, Madison! Go Badgers!" Source, the University of Wisconsin-Madison News.
But I will continue on, though, Michael. The event marked the third visit to the UW campus by a sitting president. Previously, Obama spoke on Library Mall, September 28th.
But that's not where we were.
Of 2010. Well, I know. I understand what you're saying. But to Dick's point, yes, he was at Bascom Hill, apparently, and
twice
at Library Mall and
he came
at
additionally
the Kohl Center.
To Bascom Hill on the day before the election.
844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Welcome. What do you got?
Any corrections of the host, Meredith?
Come on, man.
Not today. I think one important thing we cannot forget is the primary election coming up here in August, that we have to vote down those two constitutional amendments the Republicans are trying to sneak through to disempower Governor Evers and future governors. I mean, that no election is unimportant. Now, the fight against fascism starts in Wisconsin on August 11th, if it hasn't started already for people that are early voting. I mean, and the fight against fascism might be a little more fun now with Kamala Harris leading the ticket. It was going to be a slow slog with Joe Biden, but warrior ahead we must.
Mark, and no doubt, the fight is not even close to done, and I mean, just look at the last week or two.
I mean, it's a continual existence. It's a force of motion, constantly pushing and pulling. Self-governance never ends.
But yeah, but this entire race has been turned on its head in the last 48 hours, gentlemen. It's not the slug. It's not the drag. It's not the heavy lift it once was.
And that's going
to pay benefits all the way down the ballot. And I totally agree, Mark. And the work still needs to be done. But I was excited to see people like William Walter, who's going to run against Knodel or Branchin, depending on who comes out of that district. And he's a fine young guy. Did a little broadcast over at Civic Media. Works with our Wisconsin Revolution. And he was one of the many fine Dems at the Kamala Harris rally today, Mark. And I'm looking at this guy and I'm like, we can help this guy. Meaning the devil's advocates. We, the voters of the state of Wisconsin, can help make, I mean, if your opponent's Janelle Branchen, I don't care how red the district, I think you got a fighting chance.
Sounds good.
All right, Mark. Yeah.
Sounds good. Sounds great. The vice you president can't in West Dallas today, man, it was off the hook. It was very, very, very robust. And it is an absolutely different feel, different tone, a different energy. But still, some of the same, obviously same values there, man. She talked about what's important. Paid family leave, you know, no child in poverty. Those are consistent themes. You don't hear Republicans. What do they talk about? More tax cuts.
Mass deportation.
How can I possibly forget this? There were some policy issues discussed at the RNC. Mass deportation being a big, very popular one.
I saw that Kamala Harris was accused of being the most progressive senator in the nation in 2019. I'm thinking, tell me more. Yeah. More devil's advocates. We'll tell you more all about it right here. 844-96-PARTY.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, taking your calls at 844-967-2789.
Before we do, I want to touch on a few more of the takeaways from the Kamala Harris rally. According to the Journal Sentinel, Milwaukee area crowd sees rally as a historic moment. Comparisons to Obama. Maybe, you know, I've been to some smaller venue Obama rallies before, indoor, and that's what it felt like, the electricity in the room. I have not felt that with a politician since Obama. Attendees interviewed before the rally began considered the day historic. Multiple voters compared the energy to former President Barack Obama's campaign and see Harris's potential to reinvigorate the party by putting a woman of color at the top of the ticket. Jan Grimes, a 68-year-old voter, said it felt like a weight had been lifted off her shoulders since the Harris announcement. Her statement, "I was for Biden, but I really don't think he could do it and was looking for a change," Grimes said. "As soon as I heard that she was coming on board, I was one of those thousands and thousands of people who contributed a little bit of money." She said both the change in the nominee and Harris coming to Milwaukee area for her first campaign stop will help win votes. Wisconsin and Milwaukee are critical, and I think this may have helped us turn a corner. I absolutely agree with you, Ms. Grimes. I'm very excited. The people in the room were excited. They were fired up. They were chanting. They started doing the wave in the room. I asked the camera guy and Eric Franke from Channel 3. I said, would it be accurate to call that a blue wave?
Ooh, I think it would be. But Crudy, Republicans seek to highlight Harris's ties to the Biden administration.
Yeah, no crap, Sherlock.
RNC in Milwaukee last week, top Republican officials like Senator Ron Johnson doubted their strategy would change if Biden dropped out. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss indicated Republicans would still compare the 4 years under Biden's administration to Trump's time in office. I mean, on what criteria? Inflation, maybe, but I mean, there was a lot of deflation during a national pandemic that was woefully mismanaged.
Do you remember how cheap gas was last month under Trump?
No one was going anywhere. A little bit more from the Journal Sentinel. And it was clear early this week that Republicans would portray Harris as one and the same as Biden. That could impact down ballot races like the U.S. Senate race between Baldwin and Hovde, who has sought to tie Baldwin's voting record to Biden. I would be okay with that, Curdy. Senator Baldwin has to own what the Biden and Harris record has done, Hovde said. As far as I'm concerned, Biden, Baldwin, Harris. Now Harris, Baldwin, Biden. It's going to be the same thing. Asked whether the party saw Harris as a more difficult to defeat than Biden, Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimmian, your buddy, said the outlook was likely the same, perhaps for different reasons, saying Harris owns Biden's record, but also has her own Senate record, which Republicans cast as left-wing. We'll know more about her as we go through the coming weeks and months, Schimmian said. adding at another point, there's issue after issue after issue where Kamala Harris is not in sync with the people of Wisconsin or the people of America.
You're absolutely wrong, Brian Schimming. I mean, hence your leadership of the Republican Party in the state of Wisconsin. But the contrast, so drastic, so changed, so different. Your guy's so old, man.
He's so old. He should drop out.
When's your guy going to drop out? I think he might be dementia.
I think they should give him a cognitive test.
Every day. Every day.
Man, woman, child, camera, TV. See, no problem, man. I got this.
It will be interesting, Dom, because why even talk about Trump right now? You know what I mean?
Well, who cares about the man? As the contrast, because that's who she's
as the
go
guy trailing in the newest polls, Dom. He's the also brand. He's going to be the first loser, and it's going to feel so good. You know, when it's all said and done, I'm going to reach out to our MAGA friends and say, "F your feelings."
Well, not only that, we still have with Trump, at least hopefully the evidentiary hearings in Chutkan's court in D.C. on the January 6th. I mean, again, this guy was involved in a coup attempt in this country, and he's now the rapist leading the Republican Party. He's just accepted their nomination, for crying out loud. You want to talk about Brian Schimming, the chair of the GOP? You know, a lot of people in Wisconsin aren't down with.
He was complicit in that.
They're not down with rape. They're not down with fraud to the tune of millions and millions of dollars. You know, they're not the Wisconsin citizens, regardless of their stripe, generally do not like those kinds of things that you're trying to push onto your party, because he's got a grip over you. And what happened, what he should have done, what Trump should have done, has been a bridge past it to, you know, whoever you decide to be the torchbearer of your mega Republican Party. But now it's a whole different ballgame. And he's going to have to be fighting on all sorts of fronts. He's going to, obviously, the policy front, the age front, the cognitive front, the fraudulent front.
I hope there are ample debates. He's threatening to debate. What?
You know, he's all over the board. The Foxies are saying, well, you know, he'll do multiple debates, but, you know, I only agreed to debate Joe Biden. And I want to do a debate, but I don't want it at CBS or ABC, whatever the next one's coming. I want it at Fox, somewhere else, somewhere more fair. You know, it's the same BS coming out of the Republican Party that is in disarray. The Democratic Party is in array.
You know, the Trump campaign had considered the thought that perhaps Joe Biden would drop out as early as May, internal document show. But today, that very same campaign sending out pre-baits, pre-rebuttals of the newest poll coming out, calling it the Kamala honeymoon. Well, the honeymoon's not over, man. Honeymoons, they last at least 100 days. Mine did.
I mean, birthdays last a month, Curdy. Honeymoons last so much longer than that.
Ours has lasted 13 years and counting. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates, live in Milwaukee. The occasion, Kamala Harris, the presumptive Democratic nominee for the President of the United States. A historic speech. We'll bring you some of the highlights. And then our friend Scott Ross, he's a trash texting Gemini, friend of ours. You're going to want to stick around. History's moving kind of fast. You better listen to the Devil's Advocates.
Or slow down. You might miss it.